remote working over the past 18 months has really played a huge part in people's lives. Those resident in the Republic of Ireland that work for Northern Ireland-based companies have availed of the remote working. It's proved, you know, that it's sustained increased productivity right throughout the pandemic. Towards the end of this year, that waiver that the Irish government put in place to allow our Republic of Ireland domiciled employees to work from home will suddenly come to an end, and that's a huge concern for us.
You had met with the Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue, and others, and your call has always been insert something in the budget to ensure that this is resolved and rectified. The budget's going to be announced next month, and I mean, Pascal Donoghue is going to be very, very far advanced along with his civil servants on work on that budget. So if it doesn't get into the budget this time, you're going to have a problem come January.
We will have a problem come January, indeed. Our meeting with the Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue, was very, very positive. On the back of that, we were quite optimistic that we would get some type of resolution in place in the autumn budget. We still remain optimistic that that will be the case. But at this stage, we're really at the 11th hour in trying to get something in place for those residents that work for Northern Ireland companies. They have huge concerns that there isn't something in place at this stage. So again, we would call on the Irish government to get the legislation changed within the budget that allows these people to continue to avail of remote working.